Right, we are live again, and I want to introduce Cody.
Yes, Cody.
And Cody's back.
Cody, I'm the nephew, so this is my Uncle Cody.
Nice.
Yeah, he owns Edge Pro Inc. in Hood River. And tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, yeah, and just to clear up any confusion, most people would refer to me as Cody, and you would be Little Cody.
Yes.
So,
even though I'm 5'11", I just want to make that clear to everyone.
Yes, that goes clear back to the breakdancing days.
Yeah.
When there was always, little whatever was always like the name that you put in front of something to make something sound more hip-hop, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Edge Pro Inc., what we do is we manufacture knife sharpening systems. It's a hand-operated system, rod-guided.
What is a rod-guided?
It means that basically there's a platform that you rest the knife on. Sharpening stone attaches to a rod-guided arm, which holds the sharpening angle consistently because that's the name of the game when it comes to knife sharpening, is it's all about being able to hold an abrasive to your knife at a consistent angle and basically repeat the process of shaving metal off of the knife over and over again. And the more consistent the angle you can hold, the sharper your knife is going to be, in short. And some people spend years trying to master what could be considered an art. And we take, we basically put training wheels on them. And with our sharpening system, you can achieve results in a matter of like one evening, what would take someone a lifetime to achieve.
So are you talking about like it can sharpen a blade to the level of
a whetstone?
I've seen some of these guys sharpen samurai swords, and they spend years and stuff, and you're talking about that level of sharpness?
Precisely.
And are you comparing it to something like a whetstone or something of other sharpening nature? Like,
well, there's a lot of different techniques when it comes to sharpening knives. A whetstone would probably be one of the most traditional and more commonly used ways, but the people use belt sanders, we're saying whetstone. There's also diamond stones, different abrasives that are put into stones. Yeah, that's the short of it.
Do you think that a rod guided system is one of the more superior ways to sharpen a knife now? Or, obviously you're probably going to vouch for your system for sure.
Right. Yeah. I'm definitely a little biased, but I think it's kind of hard to argue against that.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people out there who can achieve equal results without a rod-guided system? There probably are a few, but we're talking less than 1%.
The work that it would take to achieve an edge with those systems is far more than it would take to learn an Edge Pro system.
Right, yeah. We're talking about, I view it as kind of an evolution in sharpening. It's been around for a while now, but I think of like a caveman once upon a time sitting inside of a cave, sharpening something on a rock, and then eventually there were stones and people were these different things kind of came up over time, and this is kind of the most superior thing out there right now, or I try to compare it to like the evolution of transportation. At one point we were just walking. We eventually,
it's that same caveman that discovered
saddled a horse at once upon a time. And then we were in a chariot or whatever, and then electric vehicles or airplanes. And this is kind of the progression of sharpening.
Right. How did you first get into sharpening then?
So it was all kind of by accident almost. It wasn't something that I was really sought out. I was really just looking for a job in a factory one time. And what appealed to me was, it was a small business in Hood River. Ben Dale's the founder. But if this is a Hood River driven podcast, then you know, mm-hmm. so a lot of people, you know, I can't really have this conversation without mentioning the founder, Ben Dale. He's he's become kind of a legend in the sharpening world, and a lot of locals know him. He's been here for quite some time. But I had a friend. His name was Michael Jackson. Yeah. And he worked at Edge Pro before I did, and it still is a small business, but at the time it was even smaller, and he was pretty much the only guy building parts for this sharpening system that we sell. And I was always kind of envious of him, because Ben allowed my friend, we call him Jackson, the freedom mm-hmm. to basically make up his own hours, just as long as his work was done. So, you know, it was a hot summer day, and, you know, I was doing other work, and I had to be there at certain times, and so Jackson was able to kind of wake up really early and go in while it was still cool out, and then leave during the middle of the day, go do whatever he wanted, and go back in the evenings, and that kind of appealed to me. So I was really just trying to get my foot in the door at Edge Pro, just because I really wanted something with flexible hours, because I was in my early 20s, and I just wanted freedom at that point. It wasn't really that I cared anything about sharpening. And then it was sitting, you know, this was after working there at some time, customers would walk in, interested in the sharpening system, and Ben would give sharpening demonstrations to these people who would walk through the door. A lot of them traveled from other cities or states just to come get hands-on training with Ben, and they always left there just amazed at the results that they were getting with the system. And I saw the same reaction from the customers over and over again. And a lot of these guys were leaving here with the intentions of they're going to go start a sharpening business. And I realized, wow, if these guys are coming in here with one sharpening demonstration mm-hmm. from Ben, leaving here and going making money with a, you know, 1 or 2 hour training session with Ben, I've sat through here and I've listened to dozens and dozens of demonstrations. I have, you know, unlimited access to Ben. So if they can go make money, imagine what I could do. Not that I'm not trying to leave anybody with the impression that I've gone out and made millions of dollars sharpening knives, but for a skill that really only took me a few hours to learn, to go out and make $40, $50, $60 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. With no special certifications required, no, you know,
college education.
Yeah, no college education.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's it just really appealed to me. So,
well, you might want to think about keeping that on the down low. You know, you're gonna have 5 more people opening up sharpening business there.
You know, no, I encourage that, because I'm actually not even in the sharpening game anymore. I'm into the distribution of knife sharpening systems now. And so, and that was why I still do a little bit of sharpening on the side, but I saw more potential in, I eventually became part owner of Edge Pro. I bought into Edge Pro, because Ben, the founder, I recognized early on that he was kind of reaching an age where he's probably going to be wanting to take more time off. And, you know, I thought, here I am, I'm close to him, we work well together, this might be a good opportunity for me to get the foot in the door and potentially become part owner. So it was, he and I just work well together. And so I, you know, planted the seed, you know,
right,
continually watered the soil over the course of several years. And when he was ready for to start passing ownership on, I was right there ready to take it on.
And are you from Hood River?
Yeah, born and raised, 1982, Hood River Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
Boom.
Straight up.
Kendall fam.
Yeah, yeah, like second, third, fourth generation. I don't even know what it is, but.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Our great-grandpa, my great-grandpa, his grandpa, his father bought a building in downtown Hood River, which is now Short mm-hmm. Supply. And would they buy it for like a dollar or something ridiculous?
I don't know those details.
Yeah, yeah. So my great-great-grandpa bought my great-grandpa this business. And my great-grandpa built the house that I live in. And my grandma and grandpa, his mom and dad, eventually moved into that house after my great grandparents died.
Okay.
Yeah. So our family's been here since like 1910 or something like that. Something crazy. But,
yeah, wow. The building we're talking about would be the Franz Hardwell building.
Yes.
Downtown.
Yep.
It's like Second and Oak.
Yep. Second and Oak. And the painting on the side of the building is like historical property, so it's not allowed to be removed. It got repainted last, like, 2014 or something like that. Yeah, pretty cool.
The Hood River roots run deep with this family.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Sorry, back to now, can you sharpen... Do you sharpen chainsaw chains, or is it just blades?
Pretty much knives and scissors and things of that nature. Nothing electric or power tools.
Okay, so nothing like lawnmower blades?
So
okay.
The sharpening system we build, it's capable of sharpening lawnmower blades, but... It's really not the best tool to sharpen lawnmower blades because our sharpening system removes metal slowly and accurately. So something like a lawnmower blade, it doesn't really require the level of precision that ours does. You can really just sharpen it on a belt sander.
Like an angle grinder or something like that.
Grinder. Yeah. But again, it is capable of doing it. But, you know, if somebody brought me a lawnmower blade and wanted me to sharpen it, well, first I'd probably tell them that I don't sharpen my lawnmower blades, but if I had to sharpen a lawnmower blade,
you could still do
it. I would take it to the back room and take it to the belt sander. I probably wouldn't sharpen it on the Edge Pro.
Okay. Or you could sharpen it on the Edge Pro and then charge them by the hour.
Yeah, that would be the other option.
So is most of your sharpening just like cutlery then? Like chef knives and stuff like that? Or
pretty much any type of knife, pocket knives, cutlery, you know, kitchen knives, bushcraft knives. I mean, if it's
EDC,
yeah,
EDC. Everyday carry. Have you ever sharpened a butter knife?
You know, I haven't sharpened a butter knife, but I'm tempted to, because it seems like that's all you got to do on YouTube to get a million views is take a butter knife and sharpen it and put that in the title
with some googly eyes and a shrug and the thumbnail.
It just seems kind of. I'm probably going to do it at some point, to be perfectly honest. It feels a little hacky, but I'm probably going to do it
eventually. Actually, I'm kind of thinking, like, you should, you can start doing some of those videos where it's just, you know how, like, those videos where people, like, throw things in the blender just to see if it blends, and just to see what all you can sharpen on the Edge Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just pick up a piece of metal off the ground and see what you can do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way to demonstrate the power.
Yeah, that brings up another thing. What is the craziest thing you've ever sharpened on the Edge Pro, though? And have you ever done anything out of curiosity just to see if you could sharpen it?
Like a carrot?
No, I mean, the most... I don't even know that it would be considered crazy. I have sharpened a sword before. Sword.
Yeah.
Sword. It was actually my older brother's sword. I can't say that word.
Sword. I think you just take the W out.
Yeah.
The W is implied.
Yeah. So I don't. It's coming through the headphones. It's like really strong in the headphones.
Was it one of those swords that you buy like at a fair that's not supposed to be sharpened, and then you went ahead and sharpened it?
Yeah.
Just so like you get around. Like, is that illegal to even have a sharp sword?
Oregon has some of the most lenient knife laws in the country, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, within reason. Like, if you're concealed carrying something, then you need a concealed carry permit. And I think it does hit like a length limit too, so like anything above, what is it, like 2.5 inches or something, or 3 inches, I think, you need to make visible on your person. But you could carry a katana everywhere you went,
really,
unless the business said otherwise.
Really?
But if you were to hide said katana or sword into your jacket, then that would be a concealed carry weapon. But yeah, very lenient.
Can we walk around with like an English longsword here in Hood River?
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's legal.
Yeah, or the, what is it called in Game of Thrones? Ice and Fire or whatever it is.
I forget. Can't remember.
There's nerds out there that are going to be swarming me.
Yeah, it's great. Honestly, I don't even know what all these different types of knives are called, to be perfectly honest. I don't fancy myself a real knife expert. Somewhat of a sharpening expert, but a lot of people I talk to actually know more about knives and knife terminology than I do, because it's kind of like related to me, but it's, you know, I'm not selling knives. I'm just in the business of empowering people to sharpen their own knives, and so that's a nice thing, because Knife. Little Cody will attest to this, that the knife community, that they're
an elitist bunch.
Yeah, they'll tell you how to drink the beer in your hand. You know, yeah. It's
really full disclosure. I did used to work at Edge Pro, so I do have a different edge on this or angle on this topic. And I remember asking my uncle if he had looked into anything on Reddit before, and he was like, "Oh yeah, but those guys, the Reddit community definitely will. They're definitely the elitist group. No offense, Reddit.
Yeah, and no offense, knife community. You know, yeah. Make sure you go to edgeproinc.com. Yeah. Check out the knife sharpeners. And, you know, yeah. All love here, but I just can't hang with the all the different knife steel arguing and you know, the different scales on knives and why this knife is a piece of junk. It doesn't concern me.
Well, I think that's I think that's just with anything too. I think any interest or hobby, there's going to be a group of people that
I would have never in a million years thought that, like, the knife community would be so picky and elitist. And
I mean, if you think about it, it goes back. It's like it is the best tool in the world, whatever way you look at it. A knife is like, I carry one every single day, and I use it in ways that I wouldn't have never thought. And so I think that the knife is one of the best inventions or tools that humanity has came across. And so I think just with the thousands of years of us becoming connoisseurs of blades, that there's going to be groups of people that have, you know, very strong opinions. And in a day where you can get, you know, any gas station knife at Shell that has a skull on it or a dragon or something like that, like there's the counterpart where it's you know, someone who spent $1,200 on a,
or made their
on
own,
a Sebenza, you know, from what is it, Christopher, or not Christopher Reeves, that's Superman.
Yeah, it is a very diverse community. You know, you mentioned the guy made their own. I mean, you run into these random people. They're into knife making, and you got the guys who buy their knives at the dollar or at the gas station, and you got the guys who are spending $600 on a knife and even more. They come from all walks of life, and they all convene online and argue amongst each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that is nuts to think about. Into the deep, all these like the little abyss. Niche communities that you would never think that there's so much animosity and hatred within this community, and it's just
It's not. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's nothing but arguing, but I'm always afraid that, like, I'm a member of a couple groups online, and you never know when to chime in, because you know that somebody's just waiting for you to step on a landmine and then gang up on you in the comments, you know.
It's angry,
just
like, react.
Yeah,
God,
yeah.
I was waiting for you.
He was just like, oh man, like I'll just keep my comments to myself when it comes to this, like what kind of knife I like, or what's the best everyday carry knife. And
yeah,
it's like,
it's so subjective. Yeah. Anytime someone has a favorite, you know, the other person's going to be, no, this is the one. So it's just, it's a dog chasing its tail to a certain point. But yeah, I think that it's, at the end of the day, we just want to cut a box open.
Yeah. We all just want to be happy. Yeah. We all want to think that we're Rambo, but really all we're doing is just opening up packages.
It's tape mostly.
Yeah,
80% of the time it's tape.
I'd say probably closer to 90-95% of the time it's tape.
Christmas Day is just
that's like the day you have to shine.
I would go so far as to say it's 99% of what I cut is just tape.
Yeah,
open in boxes.
It's gotta be cut. You ever try to rip tape with your hands? It just stretches. It's infuriating.
Well, it's always great strength test, though. You know, anytime you do end up with having to rip it, because your pocket knife's not that, so when you get to find out what you're really made of, you know, you get to test that grip strength.
It's even more frustrating when you're opening your Edge Pro package and you don't have a knife on you, or a dull knife on you.
Or when you're out by the sidewalk and you're taking the recycling out and you gotta break down the cardboard and you don't have it on you, and you know your neighbors are looking out the window, but you gotta rip that box part. Yeah,
and you just get that hit of dopamine and you're like, I got something for this occasion. Yeah,
I hope I took my pre-workout, because it's showtime.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ever have like a, I don't want to call it like an aha moment, but a moment where you're like, oh, this is something that I could really dive into?
Well, I guess, I don't know, like, I guess it was more of like an accumulation of moments where I slowly kind of started to pick up on, like, you know, what we were doing there seemed really special because it really seemed to genuinely make a difference in people's lives. Just the ability to have a sharp knife sounds pretty simple, right? But it's actually something a lot of people struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like so many people have bought one, you know, sharpening gadget after the next, and people are really passionate about their knives. Even people who aren't even in that EDC community are still really passionate about their knives because everybody has them.
Well, even chefs, and you have a pro model that can be, you know, more or less semi-permanently attached to a table. That's mm-hmm. their, I think, Barnacle Bills, isn't that one of your customers in mm-hmm. Lincoln City, Oregon?
Barnacle Bills, Lincoln City, Oregon. Yeah, they're, you know, they're just one of those, that's kind of a cool one because I've driven past Barnacle Bills in Lincoln City thousands of times. Yeah. Then here I am one day, you know, filling orders, and across my desk comes an order for Barnacle Bills in Lincoln City. Oh, yeah. Cool. They use our sharpening system. Also sent sharpening systems to some pretty interesting places. Disneyland was one of them, ordered one. Our knife sharpening system's been featured in some television shows that show Arrow.
No,
is that what
yeah.
it's called? Arrow?
Arrow? Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it
I think green? Is that show on the CW?
I think so. I think my uncle's brother, my other uncle Casey, knows.
Yeah, it might even be called the Green Arrow now.
No, I think it's based off of the Green Arrow, the superhero.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's his name. More nerd hate coming at me.
Apologies. I don't know much about the show. All I know is that the producers called me one day, wanted a sharpening system for their television show. Yeah, so I ended up selling them one system. They called me back a couple days later. You know, they received the package. They called me back and they were all upset. I'm like, what's the problem? They're like, where's our other sharpening system? I'm like, well, you only ordered one. And they're like, well, yeah, but in Hollywood, you have to have two of everything because if something happens to it, you always have to have a backup. Otherwise, it could. So, what?
You weren't privy to the unspoken rules of Hollywood.
Right? I'm like,
you're
in Hood
River, Oregon?
Yeah, I'm in Hood River. I don't know anything about Hollywood. So, yeah, so I sent them a second one, like next day air on their FedEx account. So, of course, I had to do a special trip down to Postal Annex in Hood River.
Shout out
to Postal Annex. And yeah, so I could go down there, fill out all this forms by hand because it's on a third party UPS or a FedEx account, you know. So that's that.
But, nice.
But yeah, so then I asked the producer, I said, yeah, send me, let me know when this is airing and all that. Of course, I don't have all those details on hand, but they are featured on, I tuned into it and saw it on television. I got a clip of it somewhere on like our Instagram account.
So your Edge Pro actually ended up on the episode of Green Arrow?
Yeah, it was just like a real quick little cameo.
But it's there.
What episode and what season?
Oh, God, I wish I could tell you that.
He has a clip of it on the Instagram. He said,
okay. Yeah, you'd have to check out the Instagram account. It'd be buried pretty deep on there. But
you want to plug that Instagram handle?
@ Edge Pro Inc. Check it out, yeah. Give me a follow.
Underscores, anything?
Go through every single picture, give it a thumbs up, and share it with all your friends.
Sweet.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. So would you agree that a knife is only as good as its edge?
Yes.
Yeah?
And you are only as sharp as the last knife you sharpened.
Ooh, I like that. I've never heard that one.
I made it up myself right now.
Dang, you're getting some originals here on this pod.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I was so looking forward to saying pod.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, that's
I'm gonna sound so cool if I come on here and like refer to this thing as a pod, but you beat me to it.
Yeah, suck it, Hollywood. We got our own lingo. So, yeah, working at Edge Pro was really fun, and I left because I moved, not because of any internal whatever.
Yeah,
but I do miss that job very much. And everything there is about as handmade or community sourced as I feel like you could get for something as widely bought and sold as an Edge Pro. I beveled many of those, with like a degree rod. What would you call it? What would be the name for it?
Are we talking about stone blanks or the...
No, the rods where you choose your angle on them.
Pivot shafts.
Yeah, I beveled many of those by hand and screwed on all the knobs on the arms, and it's a very homegrown operation.
Yeah, and I'm kind of still wrestling with this, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, because we do use relatively primitive equipment for most of our manufacturing processes, which is kind of cool, but at the same time, it's also like, well, you know, there's... there are more modern ways, you know, the Edge Pro itself is, you know, supposed to embody this like progression of like things getting better. And then here we are building this more advanced knife sharpener on primitive equipment, you know, instead of like, you know, a CNC machine, you know, we're using,
we stand on the shoulders of giants. And yeah. I'd say that if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
I mean, if something better comes along, I mean, if you're getting the precision that you are.
Yeah, and so some of the parts we're starting to, as we're developing new parts, I should say, we're starting to farm some of it out to Columbia Gorge Stoneworks in Lyle. Yeah, that's my guy out there, David Scott. He has a CNC machine, and he's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to operating that type of equipment. And so it's a little bit easier for me to, you know, have an idea for a new part or something like that. I can bounce ideas off of him and he can draw it up for me and then basically give us a price on it. And then we decide whether or not we want to build it ourselves or have him do it. And some of the stuff is out of our capabilities. So we have him do it a lot of the time, or we decide maybe we're not going to build the part at all, just depending on cost, you know?
So what would he be, producing for you guys?
Let's just say that we got a few things in the works right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some sneak peek.
Yeah. So stay tuned for
the Columbia Gorge Stoneworks.
Yeah, they're pretty low key and probably not too many low. He actually used to make light fixture covers out of granite and marble, and so like, let's see the light switch over there, like he would make these mm-hmm. custom light switch covers on his CNC machines, because, you know, and he knew how to, you know, run his equipment at just the right way so it could cut the granite and cut the marble and so.
What's a CNC machine?
Jeez,
it's a computer operated machine where you plug in maybe a set program, and there's a machine that kind of mills it out. And there's certain ones that use water to cool down the bit,
But it's cutting granite and all.
They're for wood. They're for tons of different materials. And we had a CNC machine at the Hood River Valley High School, and we would make welcome signs, things of that nature for. For people, yeah.
Interesting.
Coming straight out of Google, computer numerical control.
There you go.
Is a manufacturing.
I was going to say that.
That automates the control, movement, and precision of machine tools through the use mm-hmm. of pre-programmed computer software. So it's basically like you program a robot basically to build mm-hmm. the parts, and it.
That sounds advanced.
It's a lot more. It's a lot more precise and a lot faster than somebody standing at a mill or a drill press or a lathe. Right. You know, it's like, yeah.
They're pretty impressive to watch in action, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people listening to this right now that think that I sound like I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, and that's because I don't, and that's why I farm it out.
They can take it up with Google. I mean, you just read the textbook definition of
what that's right.
Awesome. Do you, you sell Edge Pros to any local kitchens or anything like that?
Yeah, there's certainly a fair share of local people who using our system, and I used to go around and sharpen at, you know, back before I became part owner of Edge Pro, I was sharpening for a lot of restaurants in town, from Sushi Okalani,
wow.
Full Sail, Brian's Poorhouse.
Rest
in peace, Brian's Poorhouse.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Brian's Poorhouse?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, it used to be a restaurant down on Oak Street.
Yeah.
Over by the library lawn, kind of.
I think Lake Tahoe's occupying that space
Now.
Yeah,
it was a winery tasting room for a little bit, too, but I think the owner just sold it. I don't know. I don't know what the story there was, but they had some of the best fish tacos in town, man. Tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really good. Really good fish taco. Good calamari.
Yeah.
It was an awesome restaurant.
It wasn't too uncommon to walk into the old bagel factory. Is that what it was called?
The bagel company. Bagel company.
Yeah.
Close. Less, a little more low key than a factory. But,
right.
And that was next to the Book Stop, which is now the Gorge Greenery.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Book Stop was awesome.
Back in the day, when, on First Friday, you could find the old Last Lick out there in front of the Bagel Co., which was a little...
What's the last thing?
It was an ice cream place, right?
Yeah, it was a little ice cream cart that would go out there, and they sold like the little ice cream dot things, you know.
The Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots,
yeah. Not local.
those aren't local, but he was local.
Yeah, I remember that. That was right in front of that old clock down at the Hood River Hotel. And you remember every day at noon that thing used to ring? It would do I'm not going to sing it, but look it up. It's the sound a clock makes. But no, that was cool. Hood River had a bunch of sweet little features.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely advancing along with EdPro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you, what places in Hood River, of the places you sharpened, do you think was your favorite restaurant to go to?
Oddly, Down Manor...
Which
is a retirement home. They had the biggest, cleanest kitchen of all the places I went, and I loved sharpening there because they had like a whole bunch of 12-inch knives that were all exactly the same, and they also had this really cool. They have them in a lot of restaurants, but they it was like a pressure washer type deal in their sink, you know.
Yeah, like the overhead type of.
And it had the perfect amount of pressure, so I could set my little sharpening station up next to the sink, and then I could hit the stones with that pressure washer, and it would clean the stones off really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I could make a lot of money there because all of the knives were exactly the same, so I'd sharpen them all at the exact same angle. And part of the sharpening system is when you're sharpening that you set the guide plate to the width of the blade, and all the knives were the exact same width. So I was just like. Repeating the process over and over again. Shoot, I could go in there and sharpen like probably like 15, 16 knives at like, you know, get in and out of there and I don't know, maybe like an hour and 15 minutes and make like, I don't know, like $120 or something like Sweet. That. I mean, I felt like I was making a kid. I mean, that's pretty decent money for a kid in his early 20s, but of course it's not, I'm not sharpening 40 hours a week when I'm doing that stuff. It's just kind of like a couple hours here and a couple hours there, but you know, it was pretty fun.
Heck yeah. Wait, this is kind of going backwards, I guess, but if you, for someone who is going to buy an APET or an Edge Pro, what is like a great starter kit that you would recommend buying?
I would say definitely entry level would be the Apex sharpening system. I would highly recommend. There's a few modifications that I had a hand in developing. The retractable magnet, which is something that you install underneath the blade table and it magnetizes the table, makes it easier to hold it. The slide guide would be another additional accessory I'd recommend. And the bench mount, which allows you to clamp the Apex down so you no longer require a smooth, non-porous surface. So you could pretty much set it up on any surface that you can get a clamp on. When you add those three accessories to any of the four Apex kits, I mean, you're significantly upgrading the system.
Okay, cool.
Making it a lot more user-friendly. And that's part of the challenge with the sharpening system is it does require... a little bit of skill to use, you know. It isn't one of these things you just drag your knife through and all of a sudden your knife is sharp.
I can't just throw a carrot at it like you were saying earlier. And just like
you'll be able to throw a carrot at it afterward at your knife afterwards and it'll go right through the carrot. But there's a little bit of a learning curve to it. But it's a short learning curve. But you got to get through the first, you know, 30, 45 minutes on it to start to realize what this thing's capable of.
So do you recommend any like using knives that are maybe less valuable or I mean not less valuable in their nature just to the user to start off on just in case, or do you think that it's
It's not a bad idea. I mean, it makes it a little less intimidating for people to begin practicing on a less valuable knife. Although I would argue that you're pretty safe sharpening just about any knife on it, within reason.
Yeah.
You almost gotta try to screw your knife up when you're using the Itch Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Oh, apologies for any background noise you might hear on this. We're recording out of a garage, so there's might be a water heater or something going off. Okay, cool.
It's a garage inside of a really nice building, though.
You should gorgeous.
You should see the view from upstairs.
And it's in beautiful Hood River, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Gorgeous view of the across the river, too. I mean, it's not as cool over there, but...
No.
Yeah,
but we love White Sam.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Yeah, and did some sharpening over there, too, you know?
Like everybody's? Or
Exactly, everybody's.
Everybody's is a great brewery in White Sam. Yeah. White Salmon, yeah. They have some really good pork burritos over there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite culinary destination in Hood River?
Gotta give love to my people over at Tacos Ponce at Lawn.
Where can people find them?
They're actually just north of Edge Pro, up there on Tucker Road. It's just a small taco truck. You gotta check out the Queso Tacos.
Okay, it's the orange one, right?
Yeah, the orange one.
Just outside of the Gorge Guns.
That's right.
Cool.
And while you're over there, you know, just go about 100 yards south and stop in and see me at Edge Pro.
Heck yeah.
Well, I actually walk over there on a regular basis to pick up my lunch. So,
absolutely. Yeah, they are very good. I remember getting them when I worked there.
Yeah.
And do you give sharpening demonstrations?
Yes. So, yeah, if anybody's ever interested in finding out more about it, you know, I'm always open for little hands-on demonstration. Just show up. I would recommend if you're interested in checking out the system, when you do come to check it out, just bring a couple of knives so that I have something to actually demonstrate on.
Because all the ones there are sharp.
That's right. Yeah. And it's, you know, then you can actually take the knife home with you and use it.
Yeah.
No pressure. I'm not a high-pressure salesman. You come through. You know, I'll show you what we got, what the system can do. And, you know, if you like it, then I'm happy to sell you one. But I would rather not sell you one if you don't think you want it. Because if you don't want it, then, or if you don't see yourself using it, then, you know, you're going to leave Edge Pro with a bad taste in your mouth. And I would rather only just sell the customers who are going to use it and be happy with it than, you know, have some bad karma out there or something, you know. Just not into that high pressure sales tactic stuff. So I had a guy delivering a delivery truck driver today was delivering some packaging supplies. It's like, what do you guys do? I'm like, is that a knife in your pocket?
Yeah. Throw that box down and I'll show you, mister.
Yeah. So I sharpened up a knife for him. He was impressed and you know, made a big sale. It's great.
Heck yeah.
Right there on the spot. He didn't even see it coming.
What's your favorite kind of knife to sharpen?
A full flat ground knife. Rest on that blade table. Nice.
What's a flat ground?
Basically, it's just, it's about as...
It's like an even kind of angle from the spine of the knife to the front of it. Correct?
This would be a full flat ground knife. You know, there's no like flat spot along the spine where it begins to taper afterwards. There's a lot of different knife grinds, but I don't know if that was exactly the kind of answer you were looking for. But those type of knives definitely lend themselves to the Edge Pro sharpening system.
Yeah, like a hollow grind, which would be a thicker spine that kind of curve in into the blade. Those are a little more difficult to...
Those are actually just as easy as a flat grind, because the hollow grind actually... You know, it'll rest on the spine of the knife, and there might be a little place where it's not resting, but then it just rests out where
going to the edge.
So it feels just like a full flat ground knife when you're sharpening.
What's your least favorite then?
Like a K bar or a fillet knife,
like
and it's
tanto blades.
Yeah, tanto blades.
Tanto blades would be a straight blade, and then at the very top with like the last inch to go, there's a very sharp angle that it takes.
Yeah. And it's not that the Edge Pro's incapable of sharpening those. It's just that some knives are more challenging than others.
I've definitely sharpened tanto blades on my intermediate level of use on a Edge Pro, and I've mm-hmm. gotten them plenty sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely doable.
And I take it you definitely do chef knives.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, those are, you know, and that's a, you know, if you're looking at other sharpening systems, that, you know, the Edge Pro is like a slam dunk when it comes to kitchen cutlery.
Mm-hmm. Can it do serrated knives?
It can. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a little different deal with the serrated knives. Because
they got those like fine little grooves.
Right, yeah. So we have a special technique that we use for those. You basically sharpen the flat side of the knife, because most, mm-hmm. well, I should say bread knives, the serrations are cut into one side of the knife and the other side of the knife is flat. And so you would think that you'd sharpen the side where the serrations are cut into, and you kind of do, but first you sharpen the flat side of the knife at a really low angle, and you sharpen it so that the stone is taking a cut from the front of the serration all the way to the back of the serration. So it really pushes our machines to their limit as far as how mm-hmm. low they can go, like, because there's angle adjustment, mm-hmm. you know, and our sharpening system can sharpen at a lower angle than any other sharpening system out there, because we do not use a clamp. And the clamp, it can be very problematic for knives. It works mm-hmm. great on some knives, and it's really problematic on some knives. And sharpening at low angles is really where mm-hmm. clamp systems are problematic, because the clamp will interfere with the sharpening stone. And so so we take the clamp away, and we put an adjustable guide plate, which is basically just a fence that adjusts back and forth mm-hmm. and then locks into place. And you just rest the spine of the knife against the fence, and it's a very thin fence. And then we magnetize the blade table. So you got the guide plate behind the knife, keeping the knife from sliding backwards. You got the magnet holding it down, and then you got the knife, or the stone, going back and forth at that perfect angle every time.
Okay. So,
One of the things on the Edge Pro that I've always found to be pretty unique that I don't see on a lot of other sharpening systems is the polish tapes. I don't see a lot of other sharpeners with a polish tape or attachment type of feature. I'm sure there are those that exist, but I think one of the coolest parts about the Edge Pro is that when you use the polish tapes, it brings this just really clean mirror edge to your blade. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the polish tapes have any sort of extra benefit, or do you think it's more of an aesthetic choice?
I think that there is a benefit to it. The downside to the polishing tapes is that they're delicate.
They're very
delicate. But, man, they really do a nice job. I mean, it's... whenever I'm doing a sharpening demonstration, I always, you know, I progress through the sharpening stones. I go through like 220, 400, 600, 1000 grit stone. I show it to them. I go, all right, now take a good look at this edge, feel what it feels like. Now in about 1 minute, I'm going to hand it back to you, and you're going to see how much sharper it is. I take the knife back. I go over it with the 2000 and 3000 grit polishing tapes. And so for those listening, what's a polishing tape? What's this guy talking about? It's a Mylar tape impregnated with aluminum oxide, which is the abrasive. It's a very, very fine abrasive, and it polishes that edge. And it's like the equivalent, I believe our 2000 grit tape is like the equivalent of like a 20,000 grit Japanese waterstone. And but the polishing tapes are really inexpensive. You know, you get for $11, you get a pack of 15 of them. And you sharpen about 3 to 5 knives with each polishing tape. So,
and if you are careful with checking your angles and everything, you can use one of those polish tapes for multiple uses, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I don't know how, you know, we're talking about a lot of tangible things here that might not be making, you know,
translate properly, but yeah. I guess that just means you'll have to go to Edge Pro and check it out yourself, right?
You have to come in and check it out.
Basically, it makes your knife shiny.
Shiny and sharp.
It makes it look about as sharp as it is.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, it's like, it's, you know, that level of sharpness that just, you know, goes right through your finger and you don't even know that it happened.
Cool. So a few more questions for you. What are some of your favorite activities to do here in Hood River?
Well, I have a deep passion for archery and bow hunting. You know, I was raised in an archery household. My dad owned Windy River Archery, and so archery and family are about two of the only things I'm passionate about outside of business. You know, I used to do, you know, I was kind of into the mountain biking stuff for a little bit, but I find myself getting bored with mountain biking really quickly.
And have you been bow hunting?
I've been bow hunting ever since I was, you know, of legal age, just 12 years old. And I used to bow hunt locally, and I still do a little bit of bow hunting locally, but I've kind of started seeking more hunting adventures outside of the Mount Hood area, just because it's just kind of fun to get out and explore new territory and test my skills elsewhere.
And are you going to share us your secret hunting spots? Tell everyone.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. That's why we brought them on. Would Etro ever, you guys think you'd ever make something for broadheads? Or is that possible? Or are those kind of like a...
So you can sharpen two-bladed broadheads on the Etro. And I've actually sharpened, this last year I actually switched broadheads to a two-bladed broadhead just so I could say that I sharpened my broadheads on the Edge Pro, which turned out to be a pretty killer setup. Other than that, most three-bladed broadheads, really all you need is a flat stone to sharpen a three-bladed broadhead, and you can do those on the Edge Pro stones.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I know people who do them. Drew Eddy is one.
Shout out, Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
Catch him on the street cleaner.
Yeah.
On the street cleaner.
Yeah, he works for the city of Hood River.
Oh, okay.
Yep, former Edge Pro employee, one of my friends. Yep, saw him on there the other day.
And so everybody keeps telling me they're seeing Drew running the street sweeper, but I haven't seen him yet. I'm the only person who hasn't seen him run the street sweeper yet.
I saw him right by Wilson Park. Yeah,
you're one of the lucky ones.
I know, right? It's like seeing Bigfoot.
Yeah,
except he's a little white kid.
So what what favorite restaurants?
So Tacos Pantalones is my go-to for lunch, and that's partially because it's so conveniently located to where I work, but they do make amazing tacos. Let's see, favorite
on restaurant? Friday, I'm just sorry, a quick note, on Friday they have pozole.
Yeah,
house-made pozole you can get for about $12. That's probably one of my favorite dishes.
Yeah.
Nice spicy red soup. Mm-hmm. It's just great.
Yeah. I just really love food in general. There's hardly any places that I don't like. I wouldn't say it out here, even if there was, but another place I think is really good. Kind of just a real nice setting is Divots. Mm-hmm. I really like going to Divots on a hot summer day and just sitting out there in the shade out on the patio and enjoying the view. You know, they got something about the beer there just tastes a little bit better for me when I'm sitting out there and it's hot.
It's out on the golf course.
Yeah.
The Indian Creek golf course.
Yeah. Indian Creek. Yeah. And it's great. 'Cause you can watch all these people, you know, they get up there and they start, you know, golfing in front of you, and you know that they're nervous because you're sitting there drinking beer, watching them swing a golf club.
Yep. Heckle them.
Yeah. And I swear, it was really funny one time. My wife and I were out there, and it was just like one person after that. We knew everybody that was coming through whatever hole that is, right outside the patio there. There's just like one cart after the next. It's like we knew every single person, you know. And so we were just sitting there, like kind of heckling them as they were swinging the golf club. And I don't know anything about golf, but
until you get that one, touchy player that starts slamming his driver into the
Yeah, it was pretty cool though. But yeah, I really like Divots. That's one of my favorite places where I feel like it's reasonably priced and really just nice atmosphere.
Thank you. Awesome. Nice. And you graduated from Hood River Valley High School, yeah?
Yeah, class of 2001.
Bam.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Any sort of social media that you want to plug? You got your Instagram in there?
Or any shout-outs to anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Got to give a shout out to my wife, Jolene. You know, if we're giving shout outs, got all the kids out there, Jody, Bowman, and Miles.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
the cousins.
Yeah, you know, all the family, my sister, my brother, and what. I don't know what we're giving shout outs to for what, but
that's perfect.
Yeah, love them all. Social media stuff. Really, the one thing I really wanna is first if I could choose one social media platform, it would be YouTube. For the business. I mean, I got an Instagram account and a Facebook account, but I just not really into it. It's just not my thing. I mean, I don't get any, I get a little bit of traction from people, you know, interested in the product there, but the YouTube hits hard with the customers. I mean, customers call me all the time telling me that they love the videos or they just watched a video.
How do we find your YouTube channel?
Edge Pro Inc, right?
Yeah, it's
Edge Pro Inc.
If you just search Edge Pro Inc, or I think that my official like handle on it is just at Edge Pro. I was like the first one in the game. Like I got this email notification about how they were bringing the handle. Is that what they call the handles?
Yeah.
That to YouTube now. And I'm like sitting there at the computer and the email comes in. They're like, register your YouTube handle right now. And I was like within like
the banner notification didn't even go away.
Within seconds. I was like, I got to grab this before somebody else does. Because you know, we missed out on the domain edgepro.com. And actually right now that domain is expired.
Mm-hmm.
We're Edge Pro Inc, like incorporated edgepro.inc.com. And, I've tried to buy Edge Pro and, my gosh, man, those domain sharks out there, man. That I signed up to be on a waiting list for Edge Pro, because the company who had the domain, I saw that they let it expire once and then they renewed it, and then so I was mm-hmm. always checking in on it every few months. I'm like, as soon as they decide they're not going to renew this domain, I mm-hmm. want this domain. And so, like, I was paying this service to be on some waiting. It wasn't a lot of money. It was, like, practically nothing. But you go there now, and it says it's expired. And so I try calling all these different people, trying to figure out what I can do to get this domain. And you wouldn't believe what they tried selling me, this domain. Like,
well, they want $5,000.
More like they were trying to sell it to me for like 25-30 grand.
Oh my. It was probably the same guy that was renewing the license what ran the company.
I think I was like talking to somebody at GoDaddy or something. Like I was like dang, I don't know that I'm gonna like get my money back on that investment just to have the domain, because everybody already knows Edge Pro Inc. But I just thought, you know, I was a little bit like shocked at that. I was like, oh, maybe that was the business I should have been in, was just going through and buying up every domain in the dictionary.
Yeah, no kidding.
.ai domain names are popular now too. You can start making a killing by doing that.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know if I was.
The reason I know is because I've been looking.
Yeah,
Microsoft.ai. That's what I want to snatch up. But it's all the good ones are already kind of taken up already.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, they were probably taken up before they even started advertising that they were available. Right. You know.
Right.
Dang.
All right, guys. Anything, any last minute things before we...
Any non-business stuff that you want to plug or anything like that?
I don't know. No, nothing I can really think of right now. But I do appreciate you guys having me on. This was fun.
Yeah, we love having you on. And we'd love to have you back on when our whatever secrecy that you dumped on us earlier is out and... ready for the public.
Yeah. I'd be happy to do that.
Awesome.
He got the domain to something cool, like apple.ai.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to kill it on that. He's going to sell it for $50,000.
Uh-huh. Cool. Right. He's got a killer robot.
Yeah.
He's going to do it for him.
Edge Pro Bot. Well, not probe.
Actually, that sounds like a good domain. Edge Pro Robot.
Yeah.
Sound pretty good.
Yeah. It's next in your advancement.
Cool. I'll check it out tomorrow, see if it's available. Yeah.
Right.
Sweet. Just make sure you don't air this for like 48 hours. Right. So we got time to grab it.
Well, love you.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Love you too, Cody.
All right.
Great to meet you, William.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. This was a good time. I really like the whole setup here. It's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you next time.